Crisis Audio presents the complete Edgar Rice Burroughs collection. Fully authorized by Edgar Rice Burroughs Incorporated.
Oasis Audio presents Tarzan, Conqueror of Mars by Will Murray. Read for you by John McClane. Chapter 1. Sobito Escapes. In the brilliant canvas of diamonds comprising the African night sky, the planet Mars stood apart, burning steadily, a beckoning red beacon of mystery. There was no moon to rival its light. The East African jungle was exceedingly dark and eerily quiet. Absent were the customary sounds of the jungle at night. Predators were not prowling, as was their wont. The rolling yip of the hyena was not heard. Birds roosted in silence. Even the insects kept a respectful hush. Usha the wind held his all-pervasive breath. It was as if all of nature dared not breathe. Nothing seemed to move. Not a leaf trembled. But high in the upper terraces of the trees, something did stir. More silent and stealthy than Histha the snake, a sinewy figure crept along, a creature that barely disturbed the leaves as it moved among the crowns of close-packed trees. Something that was in the shape of a man, but which moved like no other man who ever walked on two legs. This demigod of the forest slipped artfully from branch to branch in absolute silence. Starlight showed naked limbs, but only glancingly. Beneath sun-bronzed skin, supple muscles like molten steel rolled with each stealthy motion, then subsided, becoming uncannily still. Gray eyes peered about. Human eyes, yet savage withal. These were the eyes of a hunter. They belonged to one man, and one man alone. Tarzan of the Apes was on the hunt. Sensitive nostrils quivered as they tasted the evening air, but there was no wind to carry jungle scents to the majestic countenance of the ape-man. Odors lingered aplenty, but not the odor of the jungle lord's quarry. Tarzan held still. At his side, the hunting knife that had belonged to his father sat firmly in its sheath, its horn handle faintly burnished by starlight. Across his back was slung an antelope hide quiver, so packed with fletched arrows that none rattled together. A hardwood bow lay across his scarred back, its confining string pressing against his magnificent chest. None of these weapons were necessary to take in hand. Not just yet. A heavy scent came to his nostrils then, that of a lion, the so-called king of the beasts. But no lion, no matter how kingly, ruled the jungle as did Tarzan of the Apes, who was rightly called the Lord of the Jungle. No concern touched Tarzan's bronzed countenance as he tasted the musky odor of Numa the lion, for he feared no lion, nor any other animal born in Africa. Many lions had he slain in his time. His hide bore the silvery stitch marks of their fierce claws and fangs. Yet he still lived, and they were no more, except that their dead meat had fortified his living muscles. Tarzan listened intently. His black-haired head swiveled about until his sharp ears detected the faint pad, pad, pad of a ranging lion. Numa was all that was abroad in the night. Tracking its stealthy footfalls with his ears, Tarzan noted that the soft-footed feline was
sample complete. Ready to continue?